Kutin Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed. We've mentioned many times that the Torah in Eirech Chaim Siman Tov Tzadi writes, Omer Rav Hai, Rabbi Reino Hai Goin writes, Shamati mipi chachomim, ki tchias ha-mesem asido liyois b'nison, tchias ha-mesem will take place in Nisan, v'nitchas goig u-mogoig b'tishrei, the victory of goig u-mogoig will take place in Tishrei, ומשום הוכי, בניסון מפתירין העצומס היבשויס, ובתשרי ביום בו גויג. That is the reason, says Rabbeinu Haigoin, which you heard from Chachomim, why on the Haftira of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we read the story of Goig u'Magoig, which will take place in the future, because this will take place in Chodesh Tishrei. And on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, we read about the dry bones, because that Tchias HaMesem will take place in Chodesh Nisan. This is also brought down with the Bar Tanura in Mishnayis, the Gila, Perek Gimel, Mishneh, when the Bar Tanura goes through the laning and Haftarah of every single Yom Tov, he writes about Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and he writes at the end of Perek Gimel, Mishneh, U'maftirim v'Pesach, speaking about Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we have a tradition. Here's a little bit more specific. Not just will take place in Tishrei, he says it will take place on Sukkos. In the Sefer B'yom Derech from Michel Zolber Shlita, he brings a number of proofs to this Shita that Rav Haigoin brings from Chachamim, that's going to take place on Tishrei, Mechemes Goig u'Magoig, and specifically on Sukkos. So much that I think it's a little bit of a kasha, what's the lashon of the Torah from Rav Haigoin, Shamat in Pi Chachamim, we're going to show very, very strong mepharish that proves that it will take place on Sukkos. So it could be the Shamat in Pi Chachamim means everything altogether together with the Nisan part, or it could be Shamat in Pi Chachamim is referring to, that's the reason why the Haftarah is Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Not so clear that this is the Pshat, but anyways, here are the proofs. Everybody knows the Gemara, beginning of Avodah Zarah, tells us that in the future, the Goyim are going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, please give us another opportunity to show that we are good servants. Hashem is going to allow them to have another last chance with the mitzvah of Sukkos. So Gemara is going to say they're all going to build a sukkah in the future, all the goyim, and then says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleim chama b'tkufas tamus. Kadosh Baruch Hu will shine in them the hot sun of tkufas tamus. V'chol echam ve'echam mevayik v'sukkas v'yoytzi, they all kick their sukkas and leave. Shenemar nenatkas meisrei seimoy v'nashlicha v'menu aviseimoy. Let us snap off the ropes and cast away the cords which bind us. The goyim don't want to be tied down to a mitzvah. As the Zukta Gemara. Now, you might say, maybe the mitzvah of Sukkah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them in the future, will take place on Sukkot. Maybe it won't, because it sounds like it's going to be Tammuz. But Rashi says, Kufis Tammuz is a season, not the month. And the seasons, like all Jewish seasons, last for 3 months. The Kufa lasts for 3 months. And Rashi says it ends in Chodesh Tishrei, which means that Rashi is coming to explain that this mitzvah that Hashem is going to give them in the future is going to actually take place on Chag HaSukkos. And of course, that's mashma, like that we can add also in Haftarah of the first day of Sukkos at the end. It's going to take place actually on Sukkos itself. So the Goyim in the future are going to be coming and be given another chance, which they're going to fail in miserably, the mitzvah of Sukkah on Sukkos. Now, the Gemara brought a pasuk at the end to show that they're going to cast off their cords. Which pasuk? The natgas meisrei seimoy, and the nashlicha imenu avi seimoy. We'll throw off all the mitzvahs. They don't want to be tied down by mitzvahs. This pasuk is a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Beis. Tehillim, Capital Beis, is this pasuk speaking about how the goyim in the future are going to throw off and say they're not just in keeping mitzvah of sukkah. Well, let's take a close look. What exactly is Perek Beis speaking about? Well, we don't have to look too hard because the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Zayin and Daf Yud, the Gemara tells us that Perek Beis is speaking about Mechemes Goyim Magoyim. Perek Beis says, Lama Ragshu Goyim Ule Umim Yegu Rik Yisvat Yisyatsu Malchi Oetz Horeizim Neistu Yochad. Ah, Hashem V'Hamashicha, why are all the Goyim tumbling and busy and standing around and getting excited and gearing themselves up for war? What's it all about? Al Hashem Va'al Mashichai, says the Gemara. What's Al Hashem Va'al Mashichai? Says the Gemara on Brachas Dav Zayin Amun Beis, that this is referring to Lachemes Goy Gumagai. And the Gemara says that's why you learn from here that a Mechama, a person has Chas Hashem in his own home with his own relatives, is worse than Lachemes Goy Gumagai, because it doesn't say the words Hashem Rabu Tzara like it says when David was suffering from Avshalom. Al Kapanah, the Gemara says the favorites that this parak is going on Mechemes Goy Gumagai. The Gemara says afterwards also, on Daf Yud, that if you want to prove that there's such a concept as an Eved being married against his Adon, like by Goy Gumagai, the Gemara says you can learn it from the story of Avshalom, who rebelled against his father, and that's why Perek Beis and Perek Gimel are next to each other in Tehillim, says the Gemara. Al Kapanah Mevur in the Gemara that the Perek Beis, Lama Rakshu Goyim, Al Hashem Val Mashichai, is referring to an event which will take place when Mashiach comes. No, we already said that the Gemara of Agazara tells us that this parak about the throwing off the cords and knots and ropes is going to take place on Sukkot. So this parak of Goy Gomagoy is going to take place on Sukkot. We'll see even more. The Gemara says afterwards in Agazara that in the future, Rabbi Yossi tells us, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Oymel, Asalavai, the Goyim are going to become Gerim. In fact, the Gemara, we know we don't accept Gerim when Mashiach comes, just like we didn't accept Gerim in time of Shleim. The times are too good. We're not convinced of the sincerity of the Gerim. So the Gemara says it doesn't really mean they're going to become halachically valid Gerim, but they're going to undergo the process themselves. They're going to put themselves through the process of becoming Gerim. They're going to put on tefillin on their arms, on their heads, tzitzis on their clothing, mezuzahs on their doors. Then says the Gemara, Kevin Shiroyim Lachem is Goy Gumagoy. They're going to ask Goy Gumagoy, what did you come for? These Gerim, which became Gerim with Adabazim, will ask the people that are coming to fight the war, what are you here for? And they're going to say, Al Hashem Va'al Mashichai. Again, the Lashon of Perek Beis. And they're going to throw away all their mitzvahs, Shenema, and not just my Sisemai. Like, we want to throw off the robes, the binds, that which are tying us, the tefillin, the tzitzis. They're going to want to throw it all off. The Gemara says, Yoshev Hashemayim Yischak, like it says in the Emshach of the Perek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will laugh. So, here the Gemara says a favor, that these binds of mitzvahs, of tefillin, tzitzis, not just the sukkah, will be thrown off, and they see Mechemes Goy Gumagoy. So we see this Perek is speaking all about Mechemes Goy Gumagoy. And, like we said at the beginning, Rashi says, that this is the Shana of the Gemara, this is going to take place on Sukkot, meaning that Mechemes Goy Gumagoy will take place on Sukkot. We'll just prove it a little bit more. The Gemara says in the end of Masechet Sukkot, after Beizam and Aleph, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Zechariah, there's going to be a big hesped, a big eulogy in the future. One man, the Yomer, says, for Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed. So the Gemara says, that's the Shana of the pasuk, the Safta Aretz, that everyone will be giving a hesped. So Rashi writes, they'll be giving a hesped about Mashiach ben Yosef who will be killed in Melchemes Goy Gumagoy. We spoke about this a few years ago, about the Chazal say, the Mekubalim say, that one should daven for Mashiach ben Yosef because he might not be killed if we daven for him. Al Kopanim, you see that the Gemara says that Melchemes Goy Gumagoy is going to be when Mashiach ben Yosef might, Rachman al Islam, be killed, and this is Al Hashem al Mashiach Perak Beis, again, referring to the Melchemes Goy Gumagoy happening on Sukkot Dafka. The Gemara says also in Sukkot on that same Daf, Mashiach ben David is going to ask for life because he knows that Mashiach ben Yosef was killed, and the Gemara goes back and brings from again the Perek Beis showing the Lashonis of the Psukim that Mashiach ben Yosef and Mechemes Goy Gumagoy will be taking place on Sukkot. Again, so like we said before, maybe a little bit of a aura on the tour and the Bartanura later, who says it's a Mesaira. Chayra, we have it with Beferish and Gemaris. We don't have to come on to some Mamipi Chachamim Shamati. unless we say that that's the reason for the Avtaira, that's what they're adding, or the Nisan part. But it seems quite clear it's going to take place on Sukkot. Mochemes Goyim Umadim. But we would like today in the share, just for another few short minutes, to speak when on Sukkot, not just in Tishrei, on Sukkot, when on Sukkot will Mochemes Goyim Umadim take place. So it's very Yidua, and I heard this, you know, from when I was a little boy. Today, on Erev Shabbos Kurdish in Eshanis, one of the Eshanis that we do not repeat on Eshana Rava, Kelim Eshois, which is always said on the fifth day of Sukkot, except when the fifth day is Shabbos, it gets pushed back to the fourth. Don't know why. So it's always on the fifth, or it gets pushed back to the fourth, especially Eshana. And in this Eshana, we say at the end today, Hoshana Shalosh Sha'os. And there are many, many interesting different perushim. What does Hoshana Shalosh Sha'os mean? But there is a Mesorah, and the Sefer Shalmei Taida brings this in Simen Heivav. But I heard this again many times. Yidua. B'shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who heard B'shem his Rebbe, Rabbi Zundel Salant, B'shem his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Velazhner, B'shem his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, who said that the main war of Mochemes Goyim Umadim will take place in Eshana Rabbah and it will last for 3 hours. Once upon a time, people couldn't understand why is a war, how is it possible a war should all be done in 3 hours? Now maybe we have a kasha the other way around. How could a war last so long with the technology today? Rachmanu Litzlan, Shem should help us. And the Goyim said, whoever will be in the Sukkah then will be saved from the Shalish Shais of Goyim Umadim. Like David says in Tehillim, says the Goyim is Mochemes Goyim, and through Sukkah Yasbineni, you'll be saved from it. So you see that Mochemes Goyim not only will be in Tishrei, not only in Sukkot, but on Hoshana Rabbah. And this earlier Mekayrus is the show that will be on Hoshana Rabbah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Siddur Beis Yaakov, and it seems to me that this is also a quote from Pri Eitz Chaim and Shai Lulav. So I've brought down. He writes that Goyig Umagoyig is exactly Gematria 70. If you check it out, it's not so complicated. So you have Goyig and Goyig in there twice. And he is going to be the king over all the 70 nations. And they're going to come against Klal Yisrael. So the back of Emden. And then he says, every one of the days of Sukkot will be another 10 of them coming. And the Shana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkot, will be the final knockout for the whole, all these Goyim that are trying to be Shalit and rule over us, and that's why it's called Shana Rabbah. Shana Rabbah, referring to that this is when there'll be the final Yeshua from all these Goyim and Goyig Umagoyig. Now, in the Mechon Yerushalayim, Oitzim, Mefarshei Yeshanas, they write a beautiful Vart. By Chatzoyitz race, it says, V'neishate mi'oyveichem. And the Medrash, the Sefri, excuse me, writes, V'neshate mi'oyveichem, what's the Yeshua from your enemies? And Mefarshei Sefri Armazber, Yeshua means a final Yeshua, with no suffering and afterwards, says the Sefri, V'neshate mi'oyveichem, is going on Mochemes Goyig Umagoyig, because after that, you're saved forever. And that's why it says afterwards, V'hoya Hashem l'me'alcha kod yim Hashem l'chad l'shmoy achad, after Mochemes Goyig Umagoyig, and also in the first days of Torah, Sukkot of Torah, the Netziv explains that we know that Moshel is very famous from a lot of tzaddikim, famous from the Goyim, that Moshel is against the will of the citizens, and Melech is that they're mekabel him. V'hoya Hashem l'me'alcha kol aretz, after Goyig Umagoyig is destroyed, all the Goyim will be mekabel the Malchus. This is the final Yeshua. So if so, it makes sense. That's why on the last day of Sukkot, it's called Hoshana Rabbah, because it's the final Yeshua from all Tzaros HaGoyim, Mochemes Goyig Umagoyig. And we say over and over again, so many times, the words Hoshana Rabbah. We say it hundreds of times on Hoshana Rabbah. Hundreds of times you say the words Hoshana. And then all the other forms of saying Hoshana, and Ivaha, Yeshiana, and a lot of other different forms that, you know, Chazan and Kol say towards the end. But many, many, many times, this is the final Yeshua from Mochemes Goyig Umagoyig. Upon him, of course, this is the Haftarah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Like we said, this is the appropriate to read about the story of Yom Goyig, when Goyig, the king of Magoyig, will come and have his final attack in Klal Yisrael, or just mentioned, like we said before, in the past. The visioner says, there's going to be three very, very difficult hours to keep that moon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very, very hard to keep the moon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And someone who holds on then will make it through, will be able to stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the end. But it's going to be very hard. The visioner said, like climbing up a slippery wall. The visioner also said, and the next thing I'm going to say from the visioner, we've mentioned before in the past, the Bechanan, Basim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the exact same things here you have in the Litvish world and the Hasidic world. The Yisrael from Rishon, and the Bechanan Basiman, Zechoinam Levracha, they both said, in the future there's going to be, once again, a story of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, a test of Emunah, to see, do we belong with Hashem, or do we belong with Avodah Zarah and nourish character of the world? And there's going to be again, Parim brought. One will be brought to the Avodah Zarah, to the Mizbeach of the Baal, one to the Mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this time the fire is going to come down on the Mizbeach of the Baal. The final test. Let's say, who's going to say, I don't care. I know I'm staying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. I'm not giving up on HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. I'm staying with Him. I'm staying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This will be a final test. And that's another in the Shal Yishrayis, which will take place because of the great difficulties in the times of Gagim HaGibayishim. Should help us. It should be smooth and easy. Shmerchazik HaRamuna. And some people say we already had some form of Gagim HaGibayishim. A lot of Tzadikim said that to maybe. It will be very, very light, and it will be a very easy test to pass. Good Shabbos, a good Shkayach, a good Mayach.